This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Two headline offers here. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is 5-1. Daniel Sturridge to score and Liverpool to win is 7-2. Derek, Liverpool's performances have improved considerably recently. I'd be amazed, Derek, if Daniel Sturridge didn't start this game. He's got 5 in his last 6 against Everton. He looks ready for a full return now.
Well, he's either going to play start in this game or the one against Spurs on Tuesday, says the manager. It's about time he was back. But it'll be interesting if he does start. What will happen to Raheem Sterling, who's been sensational? But the man of the moment for Liverpool is Coutinho. What a player. And that pass, I don't know whether you saw that pass for the West Ham, the opening goal against West Ham.
Yeah.
And I was watching that game in a pub, and I couldn't hear the sound or anything. I could not believe it. The pass of the season.
I'd do that in my sleep. Yeah. My hands tied behind my back.
It wasn't even mentioned on Match of the Day later that night. I mean, I was waiting for Shearer or someone to pick up on it and say, but total criminal oversight. But anyway, he's been sensational. I think Everton are there to be opposed right now. Liverpool have developed a habit of winning games when not playing particularly well. Everton have developed a habit of not playing particularly well. they're just not there at the moment. A lot of Everton fans I've spoken down to recently not happy with the manager. The good news for them, I suppose, is that in derby matches, the form book goes out of the window. The bad news is that through the window comes Aaron Lennon. What kind of a signing is that? Did you see the gob on him when he signed this week? Jesus.
Those pictures were brilliant.
My God.
Fantastic.
I was talking to, we do another podcast called the FWA podcast, which is like the journalists. And it was Matt Lawton who was on yesterday. And I mentioned that to him. And he said that he actually, when he was at the World Cup, the WAG World Cup, World Cup in Germany. He said that Lennon was around then. And he said he's just like that. He's just got one of them faces. Okay. He's not a miserable chap. He just hasn't got a very... Yeah. Bit like Berahino, I guess. Scores a goal and looks like, someone's just nicked a fiver out of his back pocket.
Did you like the way...
He looked like a man who's just trodden on the last ping pong ball. surplus the requirements at Spurs. Those requirements being that you have to be over 4'11". So he was out the window. I'm not sure that's a good sign for Everton. But, it's a derby match and you can never be too sure. But the way Liverpool are playing, and principally because of Coutinho, I think, is you can stick your Fabregases, your Cazorlas, you can stick them right where the sun don't shine. This man is different class, Coutinho. Mark my words.
Did you like the way, Derek, as well, Lee said, we do the FWA podcast. That one's for the journalists.
Yeah.
This one's for the betting expert. This one's for the betting expert, the godfather of sports betting.
So is it Liverpool for you then, Derek, at 13-10?
Definitely Liverpool. Yeah.
Just a quick Optostat here as well, Lee. This fixture's seen more red cards, 20, than any other in Premier League history.
But
there haven't been any in the last 6 meetings, which is interesting. The longest run without one since 1996. Agree with Derek. Everton, though, still difficult to trust at the moment.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they've had one good result and we're expected to go and think they're going to beat Liverpool, who I think have been really good recently. I think they're better than Derek does at the moment. I just think they've been defensively much more solid. Everyone seems to understand their roles a lot more. And then all of a sudden, the little holiday for Sterling seems to have done in the world of good as well. He's got a great record at the minute scoring goals. Derek mentioned Coutinho, can't really add any more to that. All he needs is consistency, and then I think you do talk about him in a similar breath to the likes of Hazard and those sort of players. And Sturridge comes back. He's just a goal machine. He's got an unbelievable record. 5-6 against Everton. He's got a great record, full stop, for Liverpool. So, Gerrard's final Merseyside derby as well, so there's that thrown into the mix. I think 30... If this wasn't Everton, I don't think they'd be 13-10, Derek.
Yeah, if it was a team in Everton's position in the league,
in Everton's form, it wouldn't be 13-10.
Exactly.
I honestly don't think that
the derby factor is factored into the odds already, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not sure how two minds how the game will go. I mean, what would be sensible from Everton's point of view is just to kind of shut up shop and try to make sure that Liverpool don't get any chances, because Liverpool aren't scoring that many goals, and if Sturridge doesn't start, then they might struggle to score again. It took a long time for them to score against Bolton. In fact, they had to go behind, didn't they, before they scored. But something happens at Goodison. The last game there was 3-3. The game before that was 2-2. Liverpool won 2-0 before that. It was two goals in the game before that. It's usually quite an open game. I don't know. I mean, Derek will tell us more, but I wonder if even if the, you know, the manager sent them out there with the express intention of being, you know, tight and sitting back, if the atmosphere and the fans almost implore Everton forward to go and beat Liverpool. So I think it's a huge game for Everton. This could be a catalyst for them for the season. Equally, if they lose, I mean, they're staring at the wrong end of the table again, aren't they? I think there's too much pressure on Everton here. I think they'll, I think they will attack, actually. I think they'll have a go, and I think they might use the pace on the wings. I'm praying one thing happens in this game, Derek, and that is, it's doubtful, but I'm praying that James McCarthy starts with Aaron Lennon. Then we could have Lennon and McCarthy. That's all I'm bothered about, to be honest with you. I just want that to happen. But I do like Liverpool as well. Some goal scorer bets, you know.
Okay.
Gerrard, you mean, you know, he's got a brilliant record against Everton, of course. He's, you know, often he's been the difference between the two teams. Even recently, he's got a great record in the last six. He's 11-5. Coutinho's 11-5 as well. I like both of those players. I'd probably just about go for Gerrard because he kind of writes his own scripts, doesn't he? The red card, by the way, 2-1 for a red card. I never like that. I always think it's too short. Instinctively, it just seems too short for a red card, despite the stats. So, I'll go for Liverpool to win at 13-10.
It's well worth keeping your eye on that team sheet as well, because if Daniel Sturridge does start, that headline offer's going to look attractive, isn't it? Sturridge to score and Liverpool to win is 7-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.